this so-called decision to represent some people in on the side of what the press calls the MDC renewal team is a purely professional decision. I'm a lawyer, although I'm a professor of law at the university. That's what I do day in, day out. But as a professional, from a time to time, I do take up cases. And when a client approaches, I don't look at whether the client is a political party or not. We look at what they want. They are coming to get legal services. They must get it. It's unlawful in terms of our law to discriminate clients on the basis of their political opinion.
Mr. Zulu is just a journalist and certainly not a lawyer, but could you not have recused yourself? I think that language is there in law.
Well, I think that doesn't apply there. Recusing oneself is where you are supposed to make a decision or a judgment. Here, I won't be making any judgment. Let me give you an example of what my clients would want me to do. They came to me. They are saying they are the MDC. They held a meeting on 26 April 2014 at a place called Mandel Training Center. That some people, despite them having held a lawful meeting, want to challenge that meeting and say that the meeting is unlawful. So they want a lawyer to defend them and say that the meeting that they held was an MDC meeting. So that is, they are just like anyone else coming to me and a church which says, look, we made a decision to ordain this person as a minister of religion, but some members of our church believe we did it wrongly, but look at our constitution. This is how we do things, and we followed our constitution. And then I'll say, okay, as a lawyer, I'm sure I'll be able to defend that.
Let's also talk about this so-called Grand Coalition. Are you part of it? Are you being consulted? What is happening?
We are not part of it. We are not going to be part of the Grand Coalition. We believe in freedom of association. So when we decided to form a party as NCA, we have our own approaches, our own philosophy, and so forth, and we would prefer to do it alone. I mean, once you start going into coalition, you get into the kind of problems that we have seen before. It has been very difficult for political parties to keep together. I mean, you can get examples of what's happening. Today you are together, the next day you are fighting, and so on. So we prefer to be together as people who share the same philosophy, same ideology, same methods, same practices. Not to say we don't have our own problems. We have people disagreeing within our own movement. But at least it's better to operate as one than to go into a grand coalition, because political parties are not there necessarily to move a party in government. They are there to push their policies and to ensure that the country is run according to the way they believe things must be done.
And what is your take on this animal called Zim Asset?
I don't even know what it is all about, because when you read it, it's just a mass of material written as if it is some thesis for a university degree or something.
Is it time for a national dialogue? If yes, in what form? If no, why not?
Well, I think national dialogue is something that is always important, but I don't think it is the time to say, let's talk and get an inclusive arrangement where people in opposition then join the government. Because that has happened before. So I would not support that approach at the moment. What I would believe is important for political opposition is to keep putting across those ideas that they think would work. Just make them public. What economic policies would you suggest? Just put them public and ask that government either to pick those programs or not pick them, while preparing for a situation where we get to the next elections that will bring a government, which is not the ZANU-PF government.